Sometimes we may be disappointed by our let down by our spiritual leaders, and we understand that Krishna loves us, but then those who represent Krishna, if they don't act in very loving ways, they hurt us somehow. So how do we reconcile that? Actually, Krishna's love comes to us through many sources. So it is not that throughout our spiritual journey, Krishna's love will always come through the same, not sources, channels. Krishna's love will come only through the same channels all the time. That in the initial days of our spiritual life, it may be that some devotees inspire us a lot. But as we grow, as we understand our own nature, as we come to know more about those devotees, we may feel not that much inspired by them. But at that time, Krishna will send us inspiration through some other devotees. So, we, from wherever Krishna inspires us, we take that inspiration and we move onwards towards Krishna. It's like there are children, and when they are very small, for them, their mother and father are like God for them. But as they come into, they grow into teenage, there is adolescence rebellion. And in the small childhood, my parents, everything that they say is right. And when they come into adolescence, if my parents say it, it must be wrong. That becomes sometimes the attitude. And now, if they keep growing through that adolescence, then they mature, then they realize that my parents have done so much good for me. They are not perfect. I am also not perfect. But with all their limitations, with their defects, still they love me and they have done so much good for me. So similarly, in our relationship with devotees also, initially when we come, you know, we may start thinking that everybody who has dhoti kurta, everybody who has sari, they are all pure devotees. We offer obeisances to everyone and we offer great respects to everyone. That is initial stage. But as we keep growing, we start realizing that different devotees are of different natures. There are different levels of advancement. They come from different backgrounds. Their ways of dealing with each other are different. And so same devotees who inspired us earlier may not inspire us later. So sometimes after a few years in bhakti, we may go into the stage of adolescent rebellion in bhakti. Where the same devotees who inspired us, we start rebelling against them and rebelling very forcefully. But if we see them as the sole representatives of Krishna, then we will extrapolate from whatever hurt we have against them, whatever grief we have against them, towards Krishna, and we will become alienated from Krishna also. But if we see that it is one Krishna who is manifesting through many ways for me, so through this devotee, so you'll always find in our spiritual life there will be some like-minded devotees that, you know, with whom we can connect, with whom we can relate, and they can be different ways in our spiritual life. So from wherever we get inspiration, we move on. We take that inspiration, we move onwards in our journey towards Krishna. And whoever has helped us in our bhakti, we should be grateful to them. Even if at present they are behaving in a particular way which we can't digest, which we can't agree with, then we can keep a little distance from them. But for what they did in the past for us, we respect them, we are grateful to them for that. But we may not take guidance from them right now. We may not get inspiration from them right now. So if we have, there can be two kinds of fragmentation. We see devotees separate from Krishna. And devotees are the only source of inspiration for us. If those devotees stop being inspiring, then we just give up bhakti entirely. The other is, we see Krishna separate from devotees. That means we say that, you know, Krishna is good but devotees are bad. So I love Krishna but I won't associate with devotees. Any devotee at all. That is also not proper. So Krishna is connected with devotees, but Krishna is connected with many devotees. And we need association of devotees always. But we need also like-minded association. So, finding like-minded association is our responsibility. We shouldn't, the bad experience that we have with some devotees, we shouldn't extrapolate that and label all devotees as bad. And certainly we should not label Krishna as bad. Rather, recognize that Krishna will send his love through us, his wisdom to us, through some channel or the other, and we should look for that devotee association. And by that inspiration, we can move onwards in our bhakti. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Yes, sir.